When we make lists of the greatest film actors that have ever lived, at the top of any short list would be Humphrey Bogart. In a career that included some 75 films, Bogart carved out a niche as not only one of Hollywood's biggest movie stars, but also one of its greatest actors. And a new film festival keeps the allure of Bogart alive. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The upcoming Humphrey Bogart Film Festival will celebrate the life, career, and influence of one of the cinema's biggest stars. And I'm delighted to have on the program today the festival's producer and son of Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart, Stephen Bogart. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Charles, and good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice.
I loved it out there in El Paso. I was out there for the film festival a couple of years ago, and I had a great time.
Great to hear you again, and I should mention you're joining us by phone from Florida, where you're getting ready for, is this the first Humphrey Bogart Film Festival?
The first annual, hopefully annual anyway, Humphrey Bogart Film Festival out of where else? Key Largo.
Absolutely. Where else indeed? And it's May 2nd to 5th, so there's still time for people to make their plans.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's so much to do in Key Largo. That's the amazing thing. There's the boating and fishing and some of the greatest snorkeling in the world. So it's not only about film, there's also a lot for other people to do, and that's the way I wanted it, you know? And there's going to be outdoor films. I'm, of course, going to be there, introing a lot of films. Leonard Maltin will be there. We're going to have a Casablanca ball one night.
How fun.
And we are going to debut the Blu-ray edition of The African Queen, courtesy of Warner Brothers.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful transfer. I wanted to ask, I'm sure I know the answer to this, but why a festival to your father and why now?
Well, first of all, I think a festival to my father, I mean, he has so many fans, you know.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook page with over 200,000 friends. And I just thought it was about time. And Key Largo wanted to be so involved and was so excited about the whole thing. That's really a big part of it, you know. You have to get everybody excited. And they were working hard, and they said, we really love to do this. And it seemed like the perfect time.
You know, for someone who grew up watching a lot of Bogart films and a fan of classic films, I can't imagine anyone not knowing who Humphrey Bogart is, but I do worry sometimes that newer generations are losing touch with some of the great film stars, and your father being, you know, one of the greatest. So I think it also fills a role there of just keeping that legacy alive and frankly being able to enjoy him on the big screen, where millions of audience members during his career were able to see him first. Watching on
right.
Television is fun.
Well, that's very important. That's very important. And then there are a lot of people who've never heard of my father. I run into them every once in a while. I forget where I was. You know, I'm going to be 65 years old, so my memory's not so great. But it was a couple of months ago, and I said, who's Humphrey Bogart?
Wow.
And it's like, wow.
And then you lectured them for a few hours?
Well, no, I said, he was an actor and he died in 1957. Oh, that was before I was born. And I said, well, do you like Mozart? Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He died before you were born, too. But, you know, it's part and parcel of what happens as time goes by, as they say.
Yes.
But you get him to watch Casablanca and then they get involved and you get him to watch The African Queen and Big Sleep, which you're going to premiere at your next film festival, the restored edition. And
those are three of the 10 titles that you're showing. I wanted to also mention The Petrified Forest, a really important film in your dad's career where he got co-billing, I guess you would say.
With Leslie Howard. Leslie Howard wouldn't do the movie without him. And they really wanted Leslie Howard. And my father did it on the stage. And so that basically kick-started my father's film career and, of course, gave my sister, Leslie, her name.
You're also showing two films from 1941 that were really the moment your father held down the top slot in film and became, I would say, an A-list actor, High Sierra and The Maltese Falcon. You know, I think a lot of people that don't know Hollywood history just assumed Humphrey Bogart was always a star, and that really wasn't the case, that he really paid his dues for pretty much a decade at Warner Brothers and honed his craft before he made those two films in 1941 that kind of launched him as a big name star.
Absolutely, and I think almost everybody had to do that. You know, you had to work in the stage to hone your craft, and then you had to do a lot of movies. My father did, as you said in your intro, 75 movies. There wasn't a lot. There was no CG back then. Color was just barely coming around. So much of it was about, of course, the directing, the screenplay, and the acting.
What's interesting to me is in this four-day festival, not only do you have 10 Bogart films, but you've also programmed 10 non-Bogart films. What was the idea there?
Well, we wanted to go noir. We can go down them, and basically they are. We've got Sunset Boulevard, Billy Wilder's movie. We've got William Holden, the great William Holden, Double Indemnity. Who knew that Fred McMurray was like that?
Right.
And Barbara Stanwyck, who, of course, never won an Oscar. Who knew? Cape Fear, Robert Mitchum. We've got the great Jack Nicholson. And then Chinatown, Body Heat, William Hurt and Kathleen Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Blood Simple we're showing. L.A. Confidential. I loved L.A. Confidential. And even Memento.
Right.
2000 with Guy Pearce. I think Guy Pearce is an excellent actor. We're showing Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you watch a film like Drive, you can sort of see some of your father's DNA in that main character, you know, the kind of lone guy that has a code all his own and deeply loyal to a few people and willing to do what they think is right within their environment. And Tough Without a Gun, to use the title of a recent Bogart biography.
Right. And Brick, we're doing, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I really like. And, you know, a lot of people haven't seen that. They might not have seen Memento. They might not have seen Drive. And certainly to go back and see Cape Fear.
I'm sure you're going to mention this at the festival and discuss it, you and Leonard Maltin. But, you know, one of the fascinating things I think of your father is not only his great craft, but he was one of the first really independent actors. He started a production company in the 40s and actually developed some smaller films that he would star in that were really ways for him to, I think, to project his artistic abilities further than maybe what the studios always would let him do.
Yeah, you know, it was Santana Productions, and he was one of the first to do that, and he was one of the first to be allowed to do that.
Mm.
You know, it was the end of the studio system. And there were things to be said positive about the studio system. It got all these great people working together. You know, I just saw Emperor, and I love Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to see Emperor. He's in it for 5 seconds. He's in it to get the funding for the movie, and then he's not in it.
Right.
And a lot of times you have one star and a bunch of other people. And, you know, you look at Casablanca, you look at even up to stuff like Butch Cassidy. But back then, I mean, you know, just Cape Fear, Robert Mitchum and Greg Peck and Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck, well, Edward G. Robinson, right?
Yeah, they knew how to put together films at the studio back then.
Yeah, and actors kept acting. And like I said, my father made 75 films. Well, you know, that's a lot of films in not that many years.
You're in a unique place among the offspring of stars in that, unfortunately, your father died when you were fairly young. I think you were eight.
Eight.
So you spent most of your life seeing him, images of him on the screen, and I'm just curious, the stories your mother has told you of things you've found from some of your father's friends, what do you think when you see your father on the screen? Are there elements that you like to think of that was who he was in real life?
Well, no, he was an actor, and that's what he did. He acted. So I don't look at it that way. I mean, I miss having a father. You talk to people who talk to their dad, and, you know, their father's there for them. And, you know, not that my mother wasn't, but it's different, a boy and his father. So that's really what I miss, but it was so long ago. And I feel so lucky to have been born into that, to have been my father's son and my mother's son. And, you know, a lot of people don't have it nearly as good as I do. So, yeah, there was a lot of miss and a lot of, would have been nice if he had lived longer for me and for him, I guess.
Well, when I read biographies of him, though, it seems in real life he was someone who was intensely loyal, sort of had believed in honesty and sort of had his own internal clock of what was integrity And I see that in a number of the portrayals he or characters he was drawn to.
Right. And as I wrote, you know, I have a book. It's on another plug, Amazon, and it's digital now. It's on iTunes and iBooks and all those other I things. And that's what he was like. He lived by the golden rule. And the people that I talked to, most of them long gone now, said the same thing. And I think that's part of his appeal to everyone, is how you live your life. It's not only what you did, but it's how you live your life and your perceptions and your... I mean, he was a no-frills guy. You know, he didn't have an entourage. He didn't have a chauffeur. And he was a writer's man. He didn't hang around really with actors. I mean, a couple, you know, Tracy and Sinatra and people like that. But he loved hanging around writers, and he was a thoughtful guy, and he read a lot. He was a chess champion, and he's actually a 6-handicap golfer.
Amazing.
You know, they got that tree named after him, the Bogart tree on the 12th hole, I think it is, at Riviera.
Hmm. Is there a performance or film that is a favorite of yours?
Treasure. Mm-hmm. Treasure of the Sierra Madre. I just loved it. And it could have been his favorite movie. It might have been. I mean, he said he just had so much fun making that movie with John and Walter. It was one of the first films that was shot almost entirely on location. And you know how Houston worked. He would, you know, he'd sketch out all the scenes beforehand, and then he'd go and shoot them. There was not a lot of pre-production. It was like, okay, this is it. Let's move on to the next one. I mean, Houston was brilliant and one of my father's best friends. And to be involved in that and to, you know, my father had initially talked to his agent at the time, Sam Jaffe, and said, you know, he didn't know if he should do the movie. He didn't know if he should take a supporting role. And Sam said, look, a supporting role with John Huston or Walter Huston, that's not bad. And John is your closest friend, and he won't make the movie without you. So, you know, will it hurt your relationship with John? And my father said, all right, I'll do it. And the result was an Oscar for Walter, and he so well-deserved. And two for John, and my father had just a great time doing it.
Fantastic. As we close, I have to ask, how is your mother, Lauren
McCall?
My
mother's fine. She's in the Dakota. She's going to be 89 this year. 89. And she's doing fine, and she's retired now. It's over. No Betty White there.
But one of the beauties of this film festival is that you're showing three of the films she starred with your father in, so that's a nice pairing, and I'm so glad you're keeping the Bogart name alive and well and on the big screen, and I wish you all the best, Stephen, with your new festival.
Well, thanks to you, and you're doing the same thing out there in El Paso, and I'd love to come back sometime.
Absolutely. I've been discussing the upcoming Humphrey Bogart Film Festival with festival producer Stephen Humphrey Bogart. Mr. Bogart is an author, radio host, television host, and son of screen legends Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. And the upcoming film festival will celebrate the life and work of one of the cinema's most iconic actors. The Humphrey Bogart Film Festival will run May 2nd to the 5th in Key Largo, Florida, and include 10 Bogart films along with 10 additional titles. And you can find more festival information at bogartfilmfestival.com. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.